Adam, what do you take out of this outing today?
It was a good win for us. I had very, very average stuff at best. I don't know. It wasn't coming out great today, but we found a way to win. And sometimes when you like that, you just gotta battle, keep your team in there, keep them close, and give them a chance to win the game. Dexter put a good swing for me, man. I could have kissed him right there. You know, Ali, that was such a big hit for us as a team, but also for me.
Mike said curveball, didn't have the command of the curveball today. Is that how you saw it?
He got better as I went, but especially early on, my breaking ball was either up in the middle of the plate or it was a ball out of the hand, and it's traditionally not that way. You know, so that's been something that's been a real strength for me the last month or two, especially. So we'll get back to where, I mean, you have days like this, you know. My command was subpar, to say the least. My stuff was subpar, and yet we found a way to win.
In another start, when you hadn't gotten it back on track, could this have gotten out of hand for you, if you know what I'm saying? Like, are you in a better place to make it work without your best stuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, a pitcher's only as good as they think they can be, right? And some days you battle, some days you don't feel great. Some days you might have the flu when you go out there, and you just got to find a way to get it done. And luckily our team played a great game today. They played some good defense, made a couple key plays behind me, and got the big hits when they needed them. He's come up clutch. I mean, there's a couple times he's hit home runs when we needed him to hit home runs. And I think Carlos had a game where he pitched 8 scoreless and nobody was doing anything, and he hit a home run, you know, right before the 9th inning. So he's had a couple of big knocks for. He's a quality big league player. I mean, those guys, give him enough chances, they're going to come through eventually.
Only a few days, Adam, but is there just a different feeling in here considering what happened Friday and personnel changes?
I mean, it's hard to, I don't know if I can say that. You know, I mean, I have a lot of respect for the guys that got moved around and for Chris Maloney. I don't think it's fair to say we're winning now because we made that change. I think we're winning now because we got together as a group and decided we were tired of losing. And that's really the key. I mean, you know, when things are going bad, there's no one at fault other than the guys in this room. And so we took that upon ourselves to make you know, to change that atmosphere, the way of thinking when you show up, you know, expecting to win, playing like you're going to win, making the quality plays. And you win games when you do that.
We know how much you love and respect Yachty, but how about the job Fryer's done this series?
Yeah, great. I mean, yeah, I don't know how many teams can throw their second guy out there and feel great about your chances to win, and that he's going to put the right fingers down and block all the balls. And that's exactly the confidence we have in Eric. I mean, he moves well. He calls a good game. He blocks balls. I really didn't think any differently out there than if Yachty was catching, as far as blocking balls go and throwing out runners. He's got all the tools back there.
Battled it for season pass, but the heat, when it gets hot like this, does it a little bit of a check every year to kind of realize what you have to do and how you have to battle that?
Yeah, and it's you know, it can play to an advantage for us once we get used to it, because a lot of teams that come from the West Coast or come from a place maybe up north a little bit that's not quite as humid here as it is here, and not quite as hot as it can be here. I mean, it can get stinking hot, St. Louis. We know that. Can get as hot here as anywhere in the country, I'm convinced of it. But I try to stay out there a couple days earlier and try to get acclimated to it. But we've had such beautiful weather, you know, leading up to it. Sometimes you just get thrown right into the fire and you got to just make it happen.
When your team is in the state that it was when you guys came up for that road trip, did this feel like a collective sigh of relief, a reset, or the significance of sweeping a series on the heels of that?
Well, yeah. I mean, now we got to sweep the next series, and we're kind of back to even, you know, back to where we started. But that was such a weird road trip, because we could have won at least 4 or 5 of those games. I mean, the first 4 especially, I think we could have won them. You know, we just let it slip away. And the season's a long season. You know, people want to peg the entire season on one series here or there, but there's so many ups and downs in this game. It's all about who has the least amount of downs. You know, and we'll come back strong. I mean, we knew we were going to. But you know, in fairness to everybody who thought we were, you know, dwindling away, we kind of were. We were playing a sloppy game, and we needed to play better, and we needed to change some things, and just got to keep this momentum going.
How would you describe your season?